Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you live from the Big Easy. We're in New Orleans. Radio Row is this place starting to get a little crowded now, Hugh. People are starting to pour in.
What you about to say about Chris Sims? He about to walk.
No, I let you say things about
Ooh,
Chris Sims.
No, I'm just kidding.
Chris Sims is fine. Yeah,
it's, like, Chris Sims, you suck.
All the shows are piling in now. All right, 215-592-9494. We're here this week. Afternoon show will be on after us. Coming up in a little bit, Elliot Shore Parks will hop on and join us as we got a lot to talk about with the Eagles and the Chiefs. And joining us right now, as we do every Monday, and this is a fun one because we get to do it leading into a Super Bowl, is Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. Merrill, good morning.
Hugh Douglas, let me say it. Hugh Douglas.
Hey, Merrill.
Hey, Hugh. Hi, Jill.
Merrill, how you doing today? How you feeling as we get started with this week?
I'm excited. It's a great build-up to football's ultimate game. What could be better?
Well, it is, and two great teams. And, Merrill, it's extra interesting because we get a matchup we've seen already and a matchup we know so much about, right? It's not just a team on the other side. It's the team in the NFL right now. It's the Chiefs. It's Andy Reid. It's Patrick Mahomes. Does it have a little extra juice, Merrill, for you because of the matchup and who they're facing?
I think it does. I think a lot of people really wanted to see Buffalo beat the Chiefs for a change. But the truth of the matter is, who do you want to beat? You want to beat the best. To be the best, you've got to beat the best, and that's Kansas City. And it has been for years. It's like the Eagles going back to Super Bowl 52 and beating the hated New England Patriots. So it has that same kind of aura.
Well, it does. And, Merrill, when we get to the game on Sunday, obviously there's a lot of X factors, but one of them is going to be the play of each quarterback. I think we kind of know what we're getting with Mahomes. He very rarely has a bad game on a big stage, so he'll play well. And the other side, Merrill, you know, you've been a Jalen Hurts supporter and defender at times when he's not had his best games, but he's coming off his best game of the season. And, Merrill, if he plays like that again, I feel like we're going to watch the Eagles hoist the Lombardi this coming Sunday night.
Well, I feel that way. You remember that 2 years ago, he actually outplayed Patrick Mahomes. If you look at all the stats and the way he moved that team now, there was the big fumble earlier in the game that contributed to the scoop and score. But he really played a great game.
Well, he did. It was one of the best games he's ever played in the NFL when you look at the numbers and the way he moved the football. But, Merrill, that turnover was a killer. And that has been the thing that this team has been so good at, especially Hurts since about, what, week six? He only has one turnover in that span. It feels like the formula for the Eagles is pretty clear. If Jalen protects the football, they're very hard to beat.
Well, turnovers have been the difference in games throughout the entire playoffs. And it's the way Washington came in. They got to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship because they got five gifts from the Lions. And conversely, in the Washington game, the Eagles were plus four.
Well, and they've been doing it all year. I mean, and you're right. In the NFC, it's held true. Now, I think in the AFC game, the Chiefs actually lost a turnover battle, and that one game to Buffalo still won, which is amazing that they could do that. Merrill Reese joining us here as we're on Radio Row in New Orleans getting set for Super Bowl 59. Merrill, when you kind of close your eyes and picture this game, what kind of game do you think we're going to get on Sunday? Because both these teams have very good defenses, but they also have a lot of reasons why they could be explosive on offense. Saquon, the Eagles receivers, Jalen, obviously Patrick Mahomes. Last time we saw the game, it was a shootout in Arizona. Do you expect another high-scoring game, or do you think this one might be a little bit lower scoring?
It's tough to tell because it's whatever works. I know, I'm sure that the Eagles are going to go in and try to run Saquon Barkley. I mean, he has been their biggest weapon this year. I mean, how about the way he started against Washington? First touch, 60 yards. It's tough to anticipate that happening in the Super Bowl, but at some point, Saquon is going to rip one off. You just know it. He does it. He's averaged 185 rushing yards throughout the playoffs. That's amazing. So you stick with what works. But when the Chiefs play defense and they back up and they stack up against Saquon Barkley, the Eagles have the weapons to go downfield. Biggest play of that game other than the Barkley run was that gorgeous 30-yard pass down the sideline to A.J. Brown. So the Eagles will use all their weapons.
Merrill Reese with us. Merrill, how much do you think experience matters in a game like this? You know, the Eagles had some players 2 years ago that were experienced that had played in the Super Bowl, Lane and Brandon and Kelsey, obviously. But as a group, they were pretty inexperienced, right? It was Sirianni's first time, the coordinator's first time, a lot of their young players' first time. Last week when they spoke, they talked about that, you know, their experience level, maybe handling halftime different. How much do you think the experience for a lot of these guys that were there 2 years ago to now matters and helps them?
I think it's a factor, but when you look at the Eagles' young players, you look at guys like Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. These guys came in, and they never played like rookies. This is a team that really feels good about itself, and it's got an excess of confidence and poise.
Well, they do. Mara, how about for you? Is there extra butterflies this week? I mean, you've done a few of these now, these Super Bowls, but what is it like for you, the Super Bowl week, and then, you know, when the mic goes on Sunday night, does it feel different for you, or is it a football game with just a lot of extra eyeballs on it?
Well, it means more to me because the game itself is football's ultimate game. But I'll be honest with you, I feel jitters before every preseason game. And you go through the season, I feel those same jitters going into every single game because you work and you prepare and you want to be at your best. So I feel that way. But, of course, the enormity of this game itself makes it very, very special.
Yeah, it is. It's enormous, and there's the finality, too, because the season ends Sunday night, regardless of what happens, and we're all hoping it ends with a Lombardi trophy. Merrill, we appreciate a few minutes here. Have a safe flight when you guys come down, and we'll see you and have a great broadcast, and we'll talk to you Sunday when they're in the pregame show.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the week, and let's go Birds.
Go Birds!
There he goes. Merrill Reese there. We appreciate the call there. So Merrill Reese hopping on with us, giving us a feel. It's got to feel different. What was it like? Did you feel it when you played in the game? Did you feel that it was just a different, like when you took the field?
It's a different game. It's a different game, Joe. No question about it. I mean, you try to downplay it as much as you can, but this is for all the marbles. You've earned the right to be here. So it's like a game like no other. And I just remember being in that game when we played in Jacksonville, man, thinking to myself, especially for me, because at that point, if I'm being realistic, I thought, hey, this might be my last go-round. To be in a position where, you know, it came full circle for me. To go to Jacksonville, for the things to go the way that they did down there, and then to have the opportunity to go back to Philadelphia and play for a Super Bowl, it meant everything to me, man. That was one of the main reasons why I didn't have the surgery. I opted out of the surgery, and I just said, you know what, hey, whatever happens, happens, because I kind of felt like, you know, that was going to be it, and I wanted to be a part of it. Regardless of what it was, I wanted to be a part of it. It is a special feeling, man. It's like nothing else, and it's one of those games that even though we didn't win it, you still cherish the time that you spent with those guys and being in that game because, like I said, and I say it a lot, everybody doesn't get a chance to play in the Super Bowl. Everybody doesn't get a chance to be on that journey. And so then when you have the guys that are a part of it, that just became a part of it, it's special to them. So it's definitely a different game. No question it's a different game.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to me the parallels between you then and BG now. Right, like he had surgery and was able to come back and make it back. You elected not to have surgery so you can keep playing that year, but it's probably his last game, right?
Yeah.
Just like it was probably your last game, and he gets to be back for the Super Bowl. It's kind of wild all these years later. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I don't think it is. I woke up today just thinking about this game, and I see the path there for an Eagles blowout. A lot of people, including Hugh and Kyle, think this is crazy. By the way, we got some NFL news to get to in just a second. One of the biggest and best players in the NFL requesting a trade. Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
What up?
Hey, listen, man, hold it down in New Orleans for me, man. Listen, I want to say this. I'm with you, Joe, with this one. It's not even going to be close. I said it last week. I called Sean Bell last week at night. I never call at night. Just to tell everybody that this game won't even be close. It reminds me, like I said, the Seahawks and that Denver game. Denver was a one-point favorite in that game. And the thing about it is, Dan Orlovsky said this defense reminds him of the Legion of Boom defense. And, you know, they're just simplistic. They don't have a whole bunch of schemes, but they line up and they beat you up. I just think Patrick Mahomes is going to struggle all game. You know, he's Mahomes. He can make great plays, but for the most part, he's going to struggle. Because I think Vic's going to confuse him a little bit. You've seen a lot of defenses, trust me, I know. But it's going to be hard, just hard for him on Sunday. I just feel into my soul. And I believe that while he's struggling, we're going to be scoring. Because they're not going to be able to stop our running game. You know what I mean? So I'm with Joe. I just see a path to a blowout. I don't think it's going to be close. I think we'll be celebrating in the third quarter an Eagles victory.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the Seahawks-Broncos because that's a good parallel, and that was a number one offense versus a number one defense. And you mentioned it there, Chuck. Like, Mahomes very rarely struggles, but when he does, it's when he holds the ball a lot, like when he's not sure what he's seeing. Like, that's what Fangio could do. I don't think the Eagles are going to blitz a lot. I don't think they're going to do a lot of exotic things like you said, but if they can get him just to not be sure of what he's seeing and hold the ball, that could be the whole thing right there.
Yeah, but some people, some coordinators outthink themselves when they play Patrick Mahomes. Because you're playing Mahomes, so you get Andy Reid, so you got to do all this exotic stuff. And sometimes you just got to make it simple, man. Line up, play zone, keep your zone coverage tight, and have them squeeze some things, some balls into them zones, and see how he does. But I don't think they got to make it, a complicated scheme. I like Vic Fangio, scheme going up against Mahomes with these players. And I believe, like I said, he's going to struggle on Sunday. And I think the Eagles are going to be scoring while he's struggling. And it's not even going to be close. They are focused right now. They know what happened to him last time. Jalen is starting to find his stride. They don't have no answers for Saquon in this offensive line. And I know the Chiefs don't get blown out. It's the first time for everything. He didn't look so good when he went up against Tampa Bay. The last great defense he really went up against in the Super Bowl back in 2020. So we're going to see what happens. All the predictions and everything after this week going to be out the window. Come Sunday, they got to line up and play football, but I love our chance with Joe and you. I'm really doing it.
Good call, Chuck. We appreciate it. All right, Hugh, we got some breaking news here, NFL news.
Yeah, I just saw it. That's crazy.
Myles Garrett, the great pass rusher from the Browns, who's obviously put together a Hall of Fame kind of career. He has formally requested a trade out of Cleveland and away from the Cleveland Browns. So that's...
And away from the Cleveland Browns.
Away he wants out.
I want to get away from you.
Well, wouldn't you? They've wasted his career.
Well, I will say this. It's a good chance he will end up in the NFC because you never want to trade Miles. Like, Miles ain't going to nowhere near AFC team because they don't want to have to see him.
Especially in their division.
Yeah, they don't want to see him. So it's a good chance. I know what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, the Eagles.
What are you going to have to give up for him to get him, though? Because you're going to have to give up a king's ransom, and he's going to want to get paid.
So the first thought
Bryce
I had.
Huff.
I'm sure the Browns are lining up to take him.
Bryce Huff might thrive in Cleveland. You never know. So, might be an AFC cat.
You know what I thought of as soon as I saw the notification that he requested a trade? The Eagles' interest, Hugh, probably is dependent on this game, don't you think? Like, if the Eagles win this game on Sunday, I'm sure they're still going to call the Browns and still be interested. But I don't know if there's the, like...
I see what you're saying. You're thinking...
Push to give up a lot. But if they don't win this Super Bowl...
Then they go get him.
The missing piece.
Or, listen to me now.
Workshopping it?
Yeah. What if you, regardless of what happens, you go get him anyway, and then we go on a run?
Dynasty?
Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter in the same defense, man.
And Nolan Smith on
and the other side. And Nolan Smith. Fix it, Jesus. Man, as much as I would like that to happen, I can't see it happening.
All right. Where do we think the bidding starts? Two first-round picks?
At least. Miles is a game changer.
And how old is he? 30? He's not like 34.
He's 30.
I think he's 28? Around 30. Let me see. I'm checking it out right now. Myles Garrett is 29. He just turned 29.
Yeah,
so he'll play next
year
at 29 years old.
I don't know if two first round draft picks.
I think it's going to cost two first.
No, they're going to ask. They're going to ask for it.
But if you want to win the bidding, you might have to give it up.
And not only that, it all depends on how big of a stink he's going to make to get out of there.
Well, it seems like a pretty big one.
Well, yes, it's public, but he might be trying to get paid. He might want some more money. You might throw money at the situation.
He could, but I think he wants out.
I would say, yeah, I'm with you, but how far are you willing to go to get him out of there?
Well,
are you
going to
accommodate a player? Yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player.
He is. Longer arms than you.
Yeah, longer. That's why he's a famer. But, man, I would be lovely. It would be lovely to see him in an Eagles.
The bidding's going to start with Anthony Davis, probably.
That's crazy,
Luca.
Somebody asked me that more. Because last night, I had some things going on. I didn't know if it was real or not.
I think most people Saturday night thought it was fake.
Yeah, I thought it was fake. So I didn't know if it was real or not. So I had to wait before I said anything because it makes no sense. Because I'm like, wait a minute, Luka's like in his 20s.
He's 25 with five first-team All-NBAs already.
Yes.
They took him to the finals last year.
And then I got to thinking, who got pictures of who doing whatever that they made that happen.
Yeah, the Lakers GM or the Mavericks GM. That was wild. Yeah, one of the craziest trades ever we've ever seen in any sport, really, for a player of that caliber to get moved. So Myles Garrett officially asked out of Cleveland. It'll be a big offseason topic. Kyle, first thought, would you give up 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
In a heartbeat, yeah. Like, imagine pairing Myles Garrett, a perennial Defensive Player of the Year candidate, with Jalen Carter, who we think is an up-and-coming perennial Defensive Player of the Year candidate. I mean, I don't see, like, any reason to think that you might be able to move the football on the Eagles if Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett are both on the same defensive line.
The amazing part about this year's defense, and they were so good, they didn't have a dominant edge rusher.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Nolan Smith came on as the year went along, and he looks like he's a good player now. But they didn't really have, for most of this year, Hugh, anyone off the edge that was dominant.
Not like
it
that.
It was Brandon, it was Sweat, and these are still good players. Nolan is now good. You know, the Huff thing was what it was. But, like, they were the number one defense without a great edge rusher. This
Man,
guy's
I tell
great.
You, I tell you, if I don't know how he would pull it off. But if Howie could pull it off, man, good googly.
Well, so I mentioned when we started this discussion that it might depend on what happens Sunday night. So if they lose the game, he's the missing piece. If they win and they get him, we're talking dynasty.
Yeah.
We're like,
that's what you're talking about. Make running back with him. I would, you know, because there's been reckless speculation about where Miles is want to go. And I think I've seen him in some, you know, when they do those Photoshops of him in an Eagles uniform. So I just don't know how high he would pull it off. But if he did, boy, that would be phenomenal.
So you mentioned you thought he would probably – they wouldn't trade him within the AFC. So where do we need him not to go? We got to keep him out of Washington.
Dallas.
I don't want that.
You know what's funny, though? This is some stupid stuff that Dallas would do. They'll go get Myles Garrett.
And have two great edge rushers
and have two cats, and that's it.
I don't want him there. I mean,
no, I definitely don't want him in Dallas.
They can't even pay their own players. I don't see that happening.
I'm just saying.
Washington is the one, the Eagles and Commodores. Washington might fight over him.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're missing that part of their team, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that would, I would hope to avoid him landing there. But that would be amazing if he lands here. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I don't think it is as we start off this week. Kyle and Hugh think I am off my rocker. Boy. Slur is up next. What's up, Slur?
Slur.
Slur. Oh. All right, put Slur back on hold, and we'll grab.
He sounded like he was. He spoke, but it was just in a slow
Yeah,
draw.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get him back up. Sean is up next. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up?
Hey Sean, what's going on?
All season, y'all had no doubt. Y'all said, we're going to New Orleans. Get your Airbnb now in the preseason.
He was saying it even when they were 2-2. We thought he was crazy.
Oh, that was because Coach Sirianni went crazy.
Yeah.
When he went crazy, he kind of got everything going.
He didn't doubt it. Like, I called you guys before the Giants game. I said, I need to see them score. Like, I need them to win by a couple of touchdowns. You need to see them have a Super Bowl winning team. They need to win by a couple of touchdowns. And then, do you remember what they did in 2017? They're like, oh, they just barely beat the Falcons. And then, like, they barely beat the Giants before that. And then they beat the car off of, you know,
Minnesota.
Vikings. And then,
yep.
Went in, and I feel like we have that rhythm now. I feel like I really do. We have the rhythm in the run game. The offensive line is not going to – and we're going to blow them out. That's my opinion, Hart. It's not even close. We average more points than them. We're a much better team than them, and the offense is humming right now. And they're
They're better, Sean. I mean, like, the one thing that I think gives everyone pause and why the Chiefs are the favorite is they have the great quarterback, right? The all-time great quarterback, and
I
they have a great
that.
Coach. But everything else, you look at offensive line, D-line, like, the Eagles are better. I mean, that's why I said last week the Eagles should be favored in the game. And the way they're playing right now, Sean, that Chiefs run defense is leaking oil. They're giving up a big – I mean, James Cook last week gashed them. So if Cook could do that and the Bills could do that, Saquon can go off.
Say
yeah,
Sean.
So what are you going to do with Isaac? What's he going to do? Was he going to blitz the run? You know, like exotic blitzes against the run? You can't do that.
Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, he's got to tackle, so he doesn't break
the game. Yeah, you just can't let him break out. But, yeah, he's going to blitz the run. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, but we have pretty good blocking wide receivers. Even Smitty's getting out there. He's, you know, falling with someone's legs. But
kind of threw him off when I said they're going to blitz.
I just want to say this one thing.
What you got?
We're going to the Super Bowl 2 times, 3 seasons. We stop Stoudemire, Sirianni, and Hurts. Can we stop that? It's nonsense. Like, look at this team.
Oh, stop Stoudemire, Sirianni, and Hurts? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, they got it in them. And let me get my Eagles out. Let me get a chant. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Gotta love, Philadelphia, man.
Sean's pumped up, man. Appreciate the call.
Gotta love Philadelphia.
Well, you do. So as far as the Sirianni and Hurts thing goes, Hugh, so much of the way we're going to talk about them forever is about this game, right? Mm-hmm. If they win this game, whatever you call it, doubt or concern or criticism, it changes, right? They're a Super Bowl-winning coach and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean they get to stay forever not perform. Like, Doug got fired, right? You know, Foles was out of here. But it changes the way we talk about them forever. And then the flip side, you know, if it doesn't work out Sunday, then, like, they're obviously very accomplished. They've been at two Super Bowls, but they having the ring changes everything.
Yeah,
about
don't
the
mean
way
a thing if you don't have that ring, man. You got to get that ring, and they're close to it, and they're going to do everything in their power to try to make that thing a reality. But it starts now. It starts with the focus. It starts with being able to handle the situations during the game that come up. And, man, you just got to finish it out. I feel real good about the squad, though. I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all.
Yeah, I don't feel nervous either. Maybe I will as the week goes on.
Yeah, because we just got here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking I woke up this morning thinking about a blowout. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about it and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is it crazy to think the Eagles will blow the Chiefs out? Yes or no? 54% early say no. This is not a crazy thought.
It was more than that. It's starting to come back to the middle.
Well,
it was,
even 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, 50-50 is better than what it was earlier, wasn't it? It was like 60-something.
Well, I'm happy that enough people 70%. See the light on this, that there's a path there for Eagles blowout.
I mean, I don't see it happening, but I get the confidence. We live in Philly.
Who's more likely to blow out who? I think the Eagles are more likely to win in a blowout. If you tell me right now it is a blowout on Super Bowl Sunday, I don't think the Eagles are getting blown out with this defense.
Okay, I give you that.
You know, like, it might not be a blowout.
Yeah,
but
I give you that.
If it is 37-20.
Because we got the pieces. Yeah, I give you that.
And we have more explosive players. I saw a stat this week, an explosive play differential. The Chiefs really don't have many explosive plays. They are more methodical. We'll break a big one.
But I will say this, though. They got the craftier quarterback.
They do. Well, no,
of course. Who has, over the last couple of weeks, like it or not, has gotten the calls, dissuade certain situations in the game. You know, so we gotta be locked in on that, man. I'm just telling you. Don't be mad at me because it's out there. It's out there. And that's the one thing, if we're being honest, people are worried about two things.
Tinfoil hat Douglas.
No,
over
the people
here
are worried about two things. They're worried about the quarterback and they're worried about the refs. I don't hear any retorts. So now here, that's what we're doing, Kyle. Forget you, Kyle.
You should have seen the reactions when this guy walked in with his tinfoil hat today.
You just tell those people back there to quit telling you how to do your job. Don't you worry about what I'm talking about.
It's been a
you
great
just
day.
Tell everybody back in Philadelphia telling you how to do your job. Just push the button, Kyle. Make it better.
Kyle, make them sound better. What are you doing back there?